actually been looking forward to this all week long. I told Amy, I said, I really want to talk to Congressman Collin Peterson. Everybody's out finishing up that harvest, getting done with some field work. I know some guys who got the crop out and are just doing some land work now. Congressman Peterson, good to have you on News and Views. Are you there, Collin? I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll let Amy talk to Liz, who's been talking to you, and then we'll get you going here. But I know they had called in because there we go. Got him now. Congressman Peterson, good to have you on News and Views.
How you doing, Joel?
Good, good, good. Okay, obvious first question, are we going to get a farm bill before the end of the year? You knew I was going to ask that.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I probably have a better answer for you by later on this afternoon or maybe tomorrow. Because I thought we were going to get together this morning, but like everything that's been happening with this bill, it got delayed. So now we're not meeting till 1 o'clock Washington time. And so I had a call from Stabenow for a while this morning, which was not encouraging. But we'll have to see what happens when we get in the room at 1 o'clock.
There was a movement by the leadership and the majority of the chamber you serve in. In other words, the House Republicans, to do this all collectively in the budget itself and not deal with it solely alone as a farm bill. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not sure if that's actually what's going on. There's been some talk of this being talked up by certain members. One of them was Senator Holden in North Dakota. I am very much against that. I think it's a bad precedent, a bad idea. And frankly, I don't think it'll happen. I mean, in this discussion I had with Stabenow this morning, she brought that up again, that, well, if we don't get this thing done, then they're going to put it in the budget, which means, I guess, elimination of direct payments. Well, all that's going to do is kill the budget, and there won't be a budget. And maybe the only good thing you can get out of that is that they're going to be able to blame the agriculture for that instead of their own failure. But who knows? Still got a lot to untangle here. At least we got people back. I got Lucas to come back. He was not going to come back this week. I just said we can't afford to waste another week here. We need to get this thing resolved, and frankly, we need to get it resolved before Thanksgiving. At least an agreement amongst ourselves so this stuff can be drafted and it can be forwarded by CBO and all that kind of stuff so we can get it done before the end of the year. So at least we're here. We're going to meet. And I told both Lucas and Stabenow that the time for posturing is over and we need to sit down and start doing some horse trading and get this thing resolved.
United States Congressman Collin Peterson, our guest, do you believe if it does proceed as a separate bill as you feel it should be, and I agree with you on, if it does go forth as a farm bill, will nutrition be part of that bill?
Yes.
So you've convinced the other side of the aisle that separating out those portions of the bill is not in the best interest.
Well, we haven't convinced everybody. Sussman is still not convinced. He's the one that pushed it in the first place. But Lucas never was for them. He claimed he wasn't. So it was never even really an issue. I mean, they went and did what they did. This is being pushed by the Heritage Foundation and others that have been pushing this for years. Until like Cantor came along, nobody paid any attention to him. But it was never a serious situation. The Senate's never going to do this, and it's not even been a discussion amongst us when we've gotten together about whether there were going to be separate bills. That's not even on the radar.
The White House itself named this as one of its top three priorities. They wanted a budget deal, they wanted immigration, they wanted a farm bill. Those were the three things after this big stalemate and government shutdown that the president brought out. Does it help you or hurt you? And you say, Lucas, you and I both know the players in all of this. Chairman Lucas on the Republican side chairs the House Ag Committee, which you chaired in the past, and you two have a wonderful working relationship. Does it help you or hurt you that the president has made this big of a priority?
I think it helps, although there are members on the Republican side that will be against it just because the president's for it, even though they were probably for it before. So you've got that problem out there. But White House legislative team and Vilsack and so forth, not the president. But it was a very constructive meeting. They are not bringing any demands to the table. They are being helpful. Their whole demeanor was, what can we do to help get this thing done? You know, I'd say on balance, it's a useful thing. It's elevated this with the general public, and hopefully put some pressure on people, to get this done. I think clearly, like the government shutdown, if this farm bill doesn't get done, most of the blame is going to fall on the House Republicans, because Kavanaugh is, the Senate has passed this twice by a big bipartisan measure, So I think it ramps up the president's pressure on the other side, and hopefully, after their experience of shutting the government down, they're going to be a little more sanguine in terms of taking extreme positions.
What price does the ag sector pay, and what price does America pay if we don't get a farm bill passed?
Well, that's hard to say. Other than it will be bad, the question is, how bad? I don't think anybody really knows. Are we going to, if we don't get this done by December, are we going to extend the current law? That's what we did last year. If we extend the current law for a year or 2 years, well, that'll be one thing. And if we extend it just the way it was written in 2008, it's not perfect, but it's something we can live with. So it wouldn't be the end of the world. There's certain things that I support that wouldn't be funded if we do that, but we lived this last year with that. If we don't get an extension, which some people have said, the president has said, Stabenow has said that they're not going to support an extension. So if we don't get an extension, we don't get a farm bill, then the only alternative at that point is permanent law. And that is a big question mark because nobody really knows how that's going to play out. There's no good outcome here to not getting this bill done. There's no reason why we can't get this bill done. The president wants it done. The four of us want it done. John Boehner wants it done. I think Harry Reid wants it done. So with all of that, I don't see why we can't get it done.
Congressman Peterson, when you look at all of this and you look at what's going on in America itself politically, the races that were held yesterday, do you find a different House than the one that shut down the government? Because really it was those Tea Party hardline Republican members, and if they still hold that same level of power over their own party, they can virtually shut down any work that you might be doing this weekend rather than going to deer camp.
Well, that's true, and I think the answer to that is the jury is out. I think there are some people that maybe have learned their lesson, but there's others that seem to want to double down on this. I think when they go home, they're getting from their constituents, that's a way to go. Go do it again. It's hard to know how this is going to play out. Shutting down the government over something that was not possible. I'm not a big fan of the Affordable Care Act, and I didn't vote for it. But, everybody knew that it wasn't going to be repealed. So they set off on a mission that was not possible. The Republicans said that. And, shut down the government over something you couldn't accomplish. That's not smart. And if they stop the farm bill with no backup plan, that's not smart. And it'll come back and bite them. And I think some people know that. Others, maybe they don't. I think some of them, they just soon get rid of food stamps. They just soon get rid of farm programs. They say, what's the problem? They don't live in the 7th District of Minnesota, and they got a different view of the world.
Congressman Colin Peterson is our guest. Congressman, we just heard word that beet payments per ton are going down $30 or more in some cases. What's going on with the sugar program and in the world, not
well,
just
we
here?
We got too much sugar, and part of this is Mexico finally getting their act together a little bit. You know, we opened quite a my efforts to stop NAFTA. It was passed. It opened up the sugar market in the U.S. to unlimited imports from Mexico. And Mexico, you know, owned half the government, owned half the sugar industry, and they had it all screwed up. And they finally sold off some of it and actually got a little more efficient. And now there's too much sugar coming in from Mexico, and there's too much sugar in the world. And some of it has to do with the balance between sugar and ethanol and so forth in Brazil. But it's a, you know, it's a problem we haven't had for the last 11, 12 years, and now. Now we have a problem, and the sugar program is working. It's you know, it would be worse if we didn't have the sugar program and have the floor underneath these loan rates. It would be even worse than $38 a ton.
But and everybody avoids this conversation. But many of the growers that you represent don't. They may be owners in the cooperative. They may be invested in the cooperative, but they don't raise sugar anymore.
Right.
You know, they rent out or they lease out or they share crop or whatever terminology you want to use. They allow somebody else their right or their ability to raise that sugar beet crop.
Right. Do you see, maybe won't be such a easy thing to do next year.
Then that's my point, because you and I both know, Colin, that yeah. It's not that easy to say, oh, well, next year I'll just take it back up. I'll start raising sugar beets again.
No,
it doesn't work that way.
No. That's a problem. You know, but it's part of the big fight that we're having over the farm bill is not the sugar program, because it's in both bills, and it's reinstated at exactly the way I put it together in 2008, and it's exactly what the industry asked for. But we're having a fight with the Senate over planted acres versus base acres, and they want to pay people based on what they grew 20 years ago. And we don't want to do that anymore. We want to go to planted acres. And what that does is it shifts the program, the balance of power, from landowners to farmers. And this is a fundamental change that needs to happen in our policy. You know, we should be supporting farmers, not land. And that's what we've been doing the last 20 years, ostensibly to placate the WTO or whatever. But that's one of the big hang-ups we're having with the Senate right now. And some of them want to hang on to these base acres. Well, it's kind of the same issue you're talking about with the sugar program, you know, where you've got people that have the land and have base on it or renting it to somebody else. It's much better to have the program follow the farmer, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Congressman, I know you're busy. You know, I wish you'd be able to come home and go hunting.
Well, I'll tell you what. By tomorrow, if they haven't moved and they're not being sensible, I'm getting on an airplane, getting the hell out of there, and I'm going hunting.
I will think of you in the Flying H in Forbes, North Dakota. Okay.
Yeah.
Take care, Colin.
All right. See ya.
Congressman Colin Peterson. He can't.